This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM, the program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Patricia Raskin Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. This is a specially pre-recorded program for you, and we're going to get you all the information so you can follow up. We have a terrific guest. We are talking today about real estate, but in a very special way, real estate for seniors, because seniors have very special needs. My guest is Jean Allard. She is the Vice President and Seniors Real Estate Specialist for Keystone Real Estate Group. She works as a quarterback for families with elderly parents in transition. As a member of Rhode Island Assisted Living Association and the Senior Agenda Coalition and a board member of the Women's Resource Network, Jean Allard is firmly entrenched in the needs of the aging population. Welcome, Jean.
Thanks, Patricia. I'm glad to be on.
Yeah, you know, I remember talking to you about this, and I thought it was so important. What you're talking about is helping people sell their homes when they're older and they may not have the right resources. Explain that.
Well, what happens is a lot of times people, especially stubborn New Englanders, and I can say that because I am one, people say, you know, I'm never going to get old, and I'm going out of my house feet first, and that's it. And unfortunately, what happens is a crisis may strike, and all of a sudden the things that they need to have in place are not there. In particular, you know, what's going to happen if, God forbid, you have to go to the hospital and you can't write your bills out? Who's going to be able to fill those things out for you legally? And same thing with your power of attorney as far as your health care proxy. Who's going to be taking care of that? People don't plan ahead. They like to stick their head in the sand and think that nothing's going to happen.
So how does that tie in, Jean, to selling their home?
Well, what happens is a lot of times if they're no longer safe to live alone, their biggest asset is their home. Mm-hmm. So it's possible in a lot of cases, nursing homes can cost upwards of $7,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And to be able to pay for something like that, I mean, you've got to find a way to work with a financial planner. You know, what are you going to do with your assets to be able to make that affordable for you?
And what I think you're saying is that in this particular situation, the person may not be ready to sell their home emotionally, or the house may not be in the right order to sell.
Exactly. And one of the things that we do, just because I've noticed it, is that, you know, I'll provide a couple of hours of free decluttering for them just to kind of help them get through some old papers and whatnot and just start to make it a little bit more manageable so it's not so scary for them.
So you find the clutter is the biggest issue?
That's a big issue. They amass God knows what through the course of time, and, you know, what treasures might have been from years ago all of a sudden aren't so much when you need to move and downsize.
Right.
I know I experienced that with my own mom. She had something I had given her when I was probably in my teens, right. That, you know, some ratty old thing, and I said, Mom, get rid of this thing. She says, well, I don't want to because you gave it to me.
Yeah, I understand that one. So really, Jean, what you're saying is that in an average circumstance where someone is selling their home, many times they've done the homework, they know how to get their house prepared, they're in the right mindset, and physically they can do the work to get it ready. What you're saying is as people get older and they get more frail and they have physical issues or emotional issues being tied to the house, it is much harder for them to get the house ready and they're not in the right mindset.
Exactly.
So you're giving them that extra special care. You're really going in and helping them get ready.
Right. And what I try to do is I take a holistic approach, and I want to make sure that there's an elder law attorney that's been contacted. I want to make sure that they've taken a look at their finances with a financial planner. Maybe they've been evaluated by a geriatric care nurse. There are so many people that really need to be involved along the way. In particular, one thing that I find that's very helpful is, you know, I'm sure we've all experienced it when you try to talk to your parents and they just don't want to hear whatever it is you have to say, whether it's taking the keys away or whatever it is that they're not as able to do that they were before. So what happens is if you get the doctor involved, when they hear it from someone in a white jacket, all of a sudden it makes sense, and all of a sudden it's real, and all of a sudden they'll pay attention.
So you really provide a service that's much more than selling the house. You're more than a real estate broker in the senior market.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're really an advocate for the senior to help them get ready.
Exactly.
And then you work with the children or with family members in terms of selling the house?
Yes, because a lot of times, just for an example, I had a family that I was working with where mom and dad both had Alzheimer's in different stages of advancement, and I was working with the daughter who was a power of attorney and just at the end of her rope, and the father kept looking at me saying, well, you know, when we're ready, well, he's ready because he's already lit a fire in his microwave, and he's not giving the medication to his wife that she needs because he can't even remember his own. And the wife was getting so flustered through the conversation, and I could just see the tension in her face. I just leaned over and held her hand, and I just said, you know, you're not going anywhere you don't want to. You're going to be safe, and we're going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. And just that alone just completely relaxed her.
So it's another skill set that you have, Jane, beside being a broker. I mean, being a real estate broker is a whole, you know, there are a whole bunch of skills that you have to have. But this is more than that. In a way, you're a counselor. You're an advisor. I mean, you're really watching out for the emotional needs of the person.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's funny because when I went for the designation, the instructor had gone around the room before we took our final exam, and she says, well, what's the one takeaway you'll get from this? And one of the young guys in the class said, well, I'm not going to tell anyone I have that designation, and I don't want to work with that population because if I can't send a text or an email, I can't be bothered. Mm. Now, what is a family in crisis going to do with that?
Right. And what was your reason?
My reason to take away from that was that I know exactly that I'm in the right place because I'm very much into the emotional part of it, and that's, I understand it's a stressful thing. Even for first-time home buyers, it's stressful. And these are people that have their wits about them and their future ahead of them. You know, when you're dealing with seniors, this very well could be the last move that they make. And that's frightening. And there's a lot of emotions that tap in, and you've just got to be ready to have uncomfortable conversations.
Mm-hmm. So I also want to let listeners know how they can find you, because one of the things I know you're offering is if someone works with you in terms of having them sell, you helping them sell their home, who's a senior, you also offer complimentary hours of time to help them declutter.
Correct.
So anyone who's heard it on this show, although it's pre-recorded, please contact Jean Allard. And Jean is with Keystone Real Estate Group. Let's give your email, please, Jean.
My email is jallard, A-L-L-A-R-D, at keystonegroup.com.
All right, and let's give out the phone number, which we'll probably give out a few times here.
Certainly. It's 401-783-1699.
Okay, so it's 401-783-1699.
Correct.
Call, ask for Jean Allard, and let her know that you heard it right here on Patricia Raskin Positive Living. And she will come to your home, whether you're the family member of someone who's in need, who's older, or whether you are, you know, listening to this and saying, that's me, I have to sell my house, and yeah, I'm not sure that I'm ready, and my house is so cluttered. Then please ask for Jean, and she is offering a couple of hours of declutter time and to find out what your needs are and to help you prepare to get your house ready for sale. So Jean is a real estate broker who specializes in working with seniors and seniors' families. Why did you decide to do this, Jean?
I've always had a passion for working with seniors, and I don't know what it is. I've always said kids and dogs and little old ladies, I love them, and I can't take them all home. But I guess because my mom was older when she had me, and I was close to my grandmother, and I remember her developing dementia before it had a word for it, really. I was about 14 or 15, and I just realized what a huge need it was and what an emotional toll it takes on the family when these types of things come up. And, you know, so many times everyone moves so quickly in this world, and they don't take time to really cherish and help those that need it. And that's
because when my parents, and my dad recently died, but when they sold their condo in Florida, my brother handled it. And I remember my dad saying, if I didn't have him, I don't know how I would have done it. So, you know, he had somebody who could advocate for him. But if not, then I think he would have needed a specialized person. Absolutely right.
Yep. And there are advocates out there. There's also a lot of services available for in-home care. So, you know, I know a lot of times, like with my family, it fell on my sister and I to do a lot of the help for my mom toward the end of her life. Yeah. And we didn't realize what services were available until it was too late. And there are companies like Comfort Keepers and Home Instead Senior Care. They'll, for a fee, they'll come out for like a three-hour stretch and do anything from errands to, you know, either even bathing or maybe reminding people to take their medicine, doing laundry, things that will help the caregiver so you can go back to being a parent-child relationship rather than
Absolutely.
Just a caregiver.
All right, we're going to take a break. My guest is Jean Allard. She's Vice President and Seniors Real Estate Specialist for Keystone Real Estate Group. And she works as a quarterback for families with elderly parents in transition. So, again, call her and tell her you heard it right here on Patricia Raskin Positive Living. She'll offer you a couple of hours of complimentary time to declutter your home, to get it ready for market. 401-783-1699. This is specially pre-recorded, folks. But, again, you can call and say you heard it right here on Patricia Raskin Positive Living. You're listening to Patricia Raskin and Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO on 99.7 FM. And stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back with Jean Allard. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to a specially pre-recorded broadcast of Patricia Raskin Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO on 99.7 FM. And you won't call in, but we have great contact information for you. I'm very happy to have with me today on the phone Jean Allard, who's the Vice President and Seniors Real Estate Specialist for Keystone Real Estate Group, Inc. She works as a quarterback for families with elderly parents in transition, and she's firmly entrenched in the needs of the aging population. And Jean is offering a special offer for folks. If you find that you are elderly and you're trying to sell your home but you really don't want to and you've got a lot of clutter, or if you're the child or relative or significant other of someone in this position, please call Jean at 401-783-1699. 401-783-1699. Tell her you heard it right here. I'm Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, and she'll come to your home and help you declutter for a couple of hours. She also will give you a lot of resources. So, Jean, let's go back and talk about exactly what you do when someone calls you in terms of helping them prepare their home for sale and actually selling their home.
Well, what happens is when it comes time to sell the home, we have to make sure that they're emotionally ready. I actually spoke to one woman on the phone, and when I asked her her address, she started to get choked up and couldn't even get that out. And I said, okay, maybe it's not time
wow.
yet. So, I mean, it's like I said, and that wasn't even a senior. So what happens is I usually get the family together. A lot of times referrals will come to me from people that have already made the decision because they know they have to. And it's a matter of trying to make sure that the home is updated, that it's, you know, up to speed so that it's ready for first-time home buyers usually. A lot of times it hasn't been upgraded in a lot of years. There's a lot of family mementos. They need to really take some of that stuff down. And really kind of put it away for a while and think of the house as a product at this point and not a home.
Yeah, and that's, you know, if you've lived in a house for 30, 40, 50 years, Jean, that's tough.
It is.
Your emotions run high. You know, you go in the room and you think about how your children's parties were there, you know, or you had certain events. It's not an easy thing.
No, not at all. And especially what I've found, one of the tricks I learned is for people that have Alzheimer's, if they're going into a senior facility where they might just have one bedroom, we'll go in and take pictures of the way their room is laid out, what they have where, so we can imitate that and put it back in place
as much
as we can, so it's less jarring for them and it still feels like home.
Isn't that great? You know, I know there's a large aging population in Rhode Island. There is, of course, all over the country. But what are the stats?
Oh, gosh, the last I heard, and this absolutely threw me. Now, across the country, we are number 8 in the country for people 65 years of age and older, and number 4 in the country for 85 and older. And it's just staggering to me. There's such a huge need out there for living accommodations for people that are no longer safe to live alone.
So we're number 8 for 80 and older?
We're number 8 for 65 and older, and we're number 4 for 85 and older.
In the country?
Yes.
Wow, huge need.
It is.
I knew it was high in the whole country, but I didn't know that we were that high as a state, and we're a little state.
I know. It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking.
Well, so there's a great need for this. And, you know, I want to say this, Jean, to the audience. You know, I think that if you are in a position now where you are the caregiver for your parents or your relatives, or you're in a position yourself where you know you're going to need a caregiver and you know it's coming time to sell your home and it's tough, give Jean a call, because if nothing else, she can point you in the right direction, give you some resources, come in and talk to you about decluttering or help you declutter. And I think this is a wonderful resource that we have, because it's not just about selling your home. It's about everything else that goes into it, Jean.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have a couple of minutes left, and although we're not taking calls, we want to have people give you a call at 401-783-1699. And again, if they call and say that they heard it right here on Patricia Raskin Positive Living, you will go in and talk with them personally and give them a couple of hours of decluttering. So give us another success story of something that you've seen recently, or someone, a typical example.
Oh gosh. It's all over the place. One of them that just kind of brings a giggle to me is a client that had had Alzheimer's, and he was an accountant when he had his wits together, and he was very particular about pinching pennies. And we looked at the house, and the rug that they had when they had had a dog, apparently the dog didn't get out as often as it should have, if you know what I mean, and it really needed to be replaced. And so I had recommended that, and he didn't want to spend the money, so... In his mind, again, he has dementia. He turned to me and says, well, before I spend the money, I want to know who's saying what about it and if it's going to prevent the sale. So I have an idea. Before we replace the rug, when you have a showing, I'll hide in the closet and I'll wait to hear what people say about it. And if they make complaints, then I'll replace it.
And what did you say to that?
Well, I had to laugh. I mean, what else are you going to do? And I just looked at him. I said, Mr. F., think about that for a second. What if you went through a house and all of a sudden some man comes jumping out of the closet like a jack-in-the-box? I said, you're going to scare the tar out of them. And then he just started to laugh. He thought about it a little bit more, and he goes, I guess so. I just had to kind of redirect him. Right. You have to keep a sense of humor with it as well.
Yeah, and you know what, you know, and I'm getting a little psychological here, but actually it wasn't about the carpet at all. It was about holding on to the old.
Yep, and also having control and being able to make his own decisions. Yeah. The same gentleman had had a water heater that he had purchased about 6 years ago, or 6 years prior to the sale of the house, and he knew that the warranty was up in 6 years. So he kept ordering a new water heater. There was nothing wrong with the one he had. And his daughter would go and cancel the check, and he would go and send it back out. And they got so contentious over this one item. I finally said to the daughter, I said, if it means that much to him to feel like he has control, just let him do it. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's that important, you know, you've got to show respect and dignity for these poor folks. So, you know, it was a little thing. It was money that he didn't need to spend. But you know what? It meant more to him emotionally.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, tell people how they can find you. I mean, I know that you have 401-783-1699. That's the best way, correct, Jean?
Correct. That's the office number.
All right. And your email again?
Is jallard@keystonereGroup.com.
Okay. All right. Any tips that you want to leave our listeners with of things that they can do to start getting ready to sell the home of their senior loved one?
I would say one of the first things you do is you take down photos and things that personalize the house. Someone needs to walk into the home and feel like, oh, here's a nice big wall. I bet my collage of my children would look nice on here. If they walk in and they see a collage of all your kids and grandkids, they'll walk in and say, oh, I've walked into someone's home. And they can't envision their own stuff there. So the less clutter there is and the less personalization there is, the wider the net will be for the buyers that will be able to come in and envision living there themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the biggest one. The other thing is if you've got, you know, very bold paint colors or whatever on the wall, it may look great for you. But, again, you've got to widen that net for how many people it might attract. And a lot of folks now, especially the younger buyers, are into Pottery Barn and that kind of stuff, and they're looking for neutral colors and earthy shades. And, you know, so it's if you've got you know, the old mauve and blue from the 80s. You've got to get rid of that stuff.
All right, Jean. It was just so wonderful to have you on the show. We could go on and on. Remember, folks, Jean Allard is Vice President and Seniors Real Estate Specialist for Keystone Real Estate Group. She works as a quarterback for families with elderly parents in transition. Do give her a call and give her a call at 401-783-1699. As you're getting the senior's house ready for sale, she'll come in and help you declutter and say you heard it right here on Patricia Raskin Positive Living. Thanks, Jean, for being on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, that's great. All right, stay on the line. Okay, folks, up next, another specially pre-recorded program for you today is Kathleen McIntyre, a transformational teacher and speaker, creator of Guiding Signs 101, a set of cards and guidebook for everyday signs to tap into your intuition and your own inner wisdom. Stay tuned. You're listening to a specially pre-recorded broadcast today of Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We'll be right back.